Today's Tanya, the 17th of Kislev, is in Kuntis Achrim, page 322. The number at the bottom of the page is 628. This is the eighth essay. In this Kuntis, the Alter Rebbe speaks about the importance of davening slowly and at length, and rebukes those who rush the Shliach Tzibur, the Chazan, to daven fast. It is not good what I have heard, and I have been grieved by it. That the people of God, the Jews, they remove from the amud, from leading the davening, those who want to daven in such a way that it will bring long life for all the anash of that shul in which they are davening slowly, because to daven slowly brings length of days, adds life. As the Gemara says, there are three things that make life longer, and that one of them, the echad mehem, is hamayda b'tfilosi. One of them is davening at length. And even one who is in great hurry, and he's very pressed for time, and it's impossible for him to wait in shul until after Kedusha, Shel Chazoras Hashat Hazeh, to answer Kedusha to this Chazan who is davening slowly. Then it would be far better for him that he shouldn't hear the Kedusha and he shouldn't hear the Baruch Hu, rather than tamper with the life of those who want life, who want to daven at length, want to daven slowly, and for himself, since it is impossible for him, he's forced to leave, then the Torah exempts him or exonerates him from the mitzvah. In fact, al pidin, the shliach tibur in his davening is yetze, this person who can't be there by the davening. Actually, shama, even though he doesn't hear the repetition of the amida, it's ki'ilu shama, it's as if he did hear, shehu ka'enim mamash, and it's as if he answered. Ukadi'isa b'gemara gabi amsha besodeis, and as the Gemara says concerning the people who are out in the field, the farmers, who can't come into shul, da'anise, because they are forced, they have no choice, they are yetzin yidei chevas tefillah shmeina esra atzma b'chazoras hashatz. They are yetzin, the mitzvah of shmeina esra, with the shliach tzibur's davening, ki'ilu shamu mamish, as if they had heard the davening, v'gam kedusha baruch b'chol, and the kedusha and the baruch are included in this shliach tzibur's being yetzin, the people who can't come. Now we've researched this, we've studied this, and kain hu avgam b'deiris harishenim, and this was true also in the early generation, shochach meham mishne v'hagemozo, in the times of the mishne and the gemozo, shohisa teidosam kva, v'ikir avidosam v'leit filosam, at which time the learning was their main aveda, not their davening, and yet even then, davening at length was a virtue. So certainly at this time, in the times before Mashiach, that our learning is not permanent, because of the pressure and the difficulties of the time, so that our main primary aveda is not the learning. So the main aveda now is the davening. As the Pchayim Vital writes, the Eitz Chaim and the Pi Eitz Chaim, that in our times the main aveda is the davening. So now, Mikol Shkein V'Kal V'Chemer, how much more so? Is it Zoye V'Nochein? Is it appropriate and proper L'Tein Nafshenu Mamish Aleho to really devote ourselves to it? V'Hicheva Shel Teda Mamash L'Mevinei Mada. And it is literally a commandment from Teda. For those who understand, Pe'elus Ha'ezbonunuz V'Emek Hadas. The benefits of this contemplation, of delving a little deeply, a little more deeply, each person according to his ability, into the topic of the davening, of the praise of God that are in the Psukei Dezimra, and the topic of the Shtei, the substance of the two brachas that are before Krishma, Yeter, and Ava. Va'eder b'hen ha'ava musuteres b'lev kol Yisrael, through which we can arouse the love that exists within the heart of every Jew. But it is hidden in the heart of every Jew, love elebichinas gili b'hizgalus ha'lev b'shas Krishma atzma. So the contemplation during the Psukei Dezimra and the brachas before the Shema help bring this hidden love into a revealed state, into the revealed part of the heart, when we get to the Kishma itself. Because this is the mitzvah of love of God that we read about in the Pasuk V'ahavta b'chol levavcha, that you have to love God with all your heart, with both hearts. And this mitzvah of loving God, which is performed by revealing the hidden love, the fact that every Jew has a love for God in the hidden part of the heart, that doesn't fulfill the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not to have something that you can't, that you have anyway. The mitzvah is to bring something that you don't yet have. And that is a revelation of the love in the revealed part of the heart. So this mitzvah is nimnis yishena b'tayag mitzvahs. It is counted first among the 613 mitzvahs, k'mesh kosov ha-Rambam Zal, as the Rambam writes, shehi misei de'ateda v'shar shom moke. L'chol ramach mitzvahs ese, that this love for God is the basis of Teda, and it is the source and the root of all 248 mitzvahs, because the love that every Jew has in his heart, by nature and by birth, le'shayich tzivri klal. Concerning that love, there can't be any commandment, because the love is there either way. And it is easy to understand that while the love is concealed, where is it concealed? In the godly soul. So that it exists in the godly soul, at least in a state of concealment. But when it is revealed, it is revealed into the natural heart, into the natural soul, into the animal soul, azayhi bizgalus halev b'chol smoli, then it is revealed in the heart, in the left side of the heart. Mokim mishka nefesh achiyunis, in the place where the animal soul dwells. Zehu inyim biru nitzutzeis hamuske sham be'etzchayim u'pi'etzchayim gabitzilam. And this is the elevation, or the purification of the nitzutzeis, of the divine sparks, that is accomplished through davening, which is mentioned in the Eitz Chaim and the Pri Eitz Chaim. Shalochein hi ikir ha-aveda b'ikus Mashiach ha-levada nitzutzeis, and that's why it is the main aveda in the time before Mashiach, to purify those sparks, shehu b'chinas ishapcha e'iskafya, that brings about either the subjugation, subduing the animal soul, or actually transforming the animal soul, l'nefesh olikis, turning it into a godly soul. K'neida ki adam hu anefesh, as is known that the blood is the soul, the animal soul is in the blood. V'adam mischadish b'chol yemeichol numashkin, and the blood is renewed every day through eating and drinking. The gam mispol v'nesakein v'malbushin v'dida, etc. It also is affected and it reacts to the clothing and to the place where the person lives, his surroundings. So all these physical things, the food and the drink and the clothing and the house, all of it influence the animal soul. And when the animal soul is elevated, it elevates with it all these physical things. Mash'ein came b'deiris ha'rishenim sh'hoyu nishamis ha'likiz g'deili ha'erech. In the earlier generations where there were greater nishamis, higher nishamis, hoya ha'birin nasa kezega, then all this elevation and purification happened instantaneously b'kishma levad u'brochi sh'lefaneho p'sikidizim r'b'ktzada v'dal. It happened in the reading of the Shema itself with a brief introduction of the brachas before the Shema and the Psukei de Zimra. But it happened rather quickly, whereas today we need a little more time in the davening in order to bring about that same bizur. In the Hayem Yem for the 17th of Kislev, the Rebbe writes that Chassidus Chabad opens the gates and the chambers of Chochmah and Bina, which makes it possible for one to know and to recognize in his mind, to actually comprehend the one who spoke and the whole world came into being. It awakens the feelings of the heart so that it is aroused with the emotion that is produced by that particular subject which he understands. So if he studies a subject that leads to love, then the heart responds with love. He studies a subject that leads to fear, the heart responds with fear. And Chassidus Chabad shows the way that each individual, depending on his abilities, on his talents, can approach the holiness to serve God with his mind and heart.